Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our inaugural virtual Independence Day Parade. I'm Bill Booth, along with...
I'm Tess Cowan.
Tess, this is a first. I've never called an Independence Day Parade. We've got a whole slew of people to help us today.
And this is one of those that you don't want to miss. Everybody's going to be talking about it on Monday at the water cooler.
Oh, absolutely. Here we go. We're already underway, and I see coming up, and this is appropriate in these times, our frontline worker float test. Without our frontline workers, we'd have been in a heapa here the first quarter of this year.
Well, how fitting that they're at the front of the pack, because they really need to be seen by everybody so everybody can really appropriately thank them.
Here we've got folks representing several professions. Our mail carriers, our mail people have kept the post office open. Custodians are out there. There's some people that pick up the trash. I see them. Let's see. Oh, there's some grocery store workers.
Oh, he took my bags out to the car the other day. What a sweetie. How are you?
Did you tip him?
I did. I gave him $1.
Okay, good.
That's all I have.
I always tell them to look both ways before they cross the street. That's my
As long as he doesn't eat the chicken out of the bag, I'm good.
First responders, fire, police, is the paramedics. And all there's our medical doctors and nurses. I hope they don't have to use their stethoscopes today.
As long as they're not having to pull the bandages out, I think we're going to have a good day.
There's somebody representing our truckers. Hey, you got your... He's got a horn. Hey, toot your horn, will you? That's awesome. Well, we're off and running and saluting all frontline workers. If you're listening to our parade today, our coverage, thank you so much for what you've done.
Oh, look at the kids. They're handing balloons out to the kids, the frontline workers. They're always there, and the kids just love them.
That's true. You know, would you consider us frontline workers?
Well, maybe. I mean, we go to work every day, so I mean,
well, whatever that is. Okay. Wait a minute. Wait, it's about the frontline workers, not me. Okay. Oh, and here we go. Here's our title sponsor. Carrying the banner for our inaugural virtual Independence Day Parade, there's Kelly Martin, the director, executive director of Penny Royal Hospice. What do you think about that tie?
Look at her socks. They match the tie. How cute is that?
Oh, hey. We got, he's got his red, white, and blue light-up tie on, and then E.T., a.k.a. Alyssa Tucker, holding the other end of the banner with one hand. In the other hand, she's twirling a fire baton.
I don't know about going that far away from the fire truck. I think the fire truck should have been behind her with that. I'm not real sure about running off and leaving her.
And the young man trying to keep that thing lit. We'll have more on that. We'll visit with Kelly later in the broadcast. We want to thank Penny Royal Hospice. Of course, they're our title sponsor for our Independence Day parade today. They serve Caldwell, Christian, Lyon, Todd, and Trigg counties. And no one, Tess, has ever turned away for care based on ability to pay. Nobody is ever turned away. Everybody gets cared for at Penny Royal Hospice.
Well, they treat everybody like an extended family member. They really do. And I think that's what sets them apart from everybody else.
You can learn more at pennyroyalhospice.com or look them up on Facebook, too. We'll visit with Kelly a little bit later.
Oh, he's still blinking as he goes. He's not going to be hard to find. He's blinking still, Bill.
Well, first... for a parade of this area, I'm sure the first for me, we actually have a helicopter covering today's activities high in the sky. It's the Hancock's Neighborhood Market, High in the Sky. Our own Eddie Owen is up there. And Tess, it looks like can you see like a banner behind the helicopter?
What is that? No, that's a cape. He's got on a cape.
No, it's a happy.
I can't make it out.
Fourth.
Oh, I got it. Happy 4th of July!
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Eddie, that's a good-looking banner you're flying behind that copter, my friend. Take it away.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, it's a great-looking banner. We only had the best on the 4th of July, especially on the Hancock's Neighborhood Market High in the Sky helicopter. It is 4th of July parade time, and I'm Eddie Owen flying above checking out all the activity. I see lots of traffic. I haven't seen this much traffic. I think it was eclipse time the last time this many people was here for the parade. So let me remind you, as we fly above the parade and keep you informed, you can shop online at Hancock's Neighborhood Market. You don't have to get out like all these crazy people. You can sit at home, place your order, go by, pick it up. They take care of the rest. Live, Eye in the Sky, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, reporting from the helicopter, I'm Eddie Owen.
Okay, thanks, Eddie. Just don't fall out, okay? Of course, he is scaring me, Bill. I don't know. I hope he's got on his flight jacket. That's what he needs. But we're going to go live now to Kyle Rader. He's down there. Oh, I could. It is just not a parade without a band. And the Christian County Colonels, the marching Colonels, here they come.
Thanks, Tess. And coming down the street now, we have our first marching band of the day. That's going to be the marching Colonels from Christian County High School. They're under the direction of Anthony Darnell, and there's 103 members playing in the band today. They're wearing their beautiful blue, red, and gray coats. They just look shining and shimmering out there playing today. Let's take a listen. They're going to be playing America the Beautiful. Thank you to the marching Colonels from Christian County High School. Now back to you, Bill.
Thanks, Kyle. Good job. You know, it wouldn't be a parade without some floats. It's a beautiful float rolling through now. Black and gold. It's a YourSportsEdge.com float. Tom Rogers is there. Tom, take it away.
All right. Thank you there, Billy. We are up here on the YourSportsEdge.com float. It's decorated black and gold all the way around with our logos going around the trailer here. And what we tried to do is get a representation of all the sports that we cover at YourSportsEdge.com. Now, to get that on a float, it was not easy. If you look at the front end there, there's a basketball goal. Under it, we got a little putting green area with a hole for our golf coverage. And then if you come to the middle of the trailer, if you stand right in the middle, you'll look and you'll be in the middle of four bases. That represents our baseball, softball, and then we got a volleyball net stretched out to cover it. And the neat thing we got on the float is here in the middle, we put a little water pit, and yes, there are bass fishermen, or bass in there, for representing our bass fisherman coverage, and that's really cool and really neat. Now, no, you can't get on here and fish for the fish, but they're decorative, but it is one of the neat things. Hey, on the back end of the trailer, soccer net representing our boys and girls soccer coverage, and then on either side of that, we got some weights representing our lifting. Now, if you'll notice, there's a guy and a girl running along on each side of the trailer here with us. Hey, cross country and track and field, all right there. Now, if you'll see, oh, Scott Brown has jumped up on the float. He's going to the basketball end. He's putting up a shot at the basket. If you want to come out and join us, maybe one or two of you can get up on the float with us and take a shot with Scott. But let me tell you, take a shot before you pass him the ball, because you'll never see it back again. And down at the soccer end, oh, Josh Nichols now joining us. And he, of course, being the soccer coach on the side, he probably can put a few in the net. We hope so by the end of the parade that he'll make one. Hey, Ty Griffith up here too, and he is taking his putter and getting ready to go to the putting green. He is our golf expert on the YourSportsEdge.com staff. One other thing, our fan-faced voting going on right now. If you look on the front of our truck that's pulling us along, we have a vote sign with a ballot box. Yeah, that's right, to remind you it's time to vote for the YourSportsEdge.com fan faves. Oh, we're having fun riding through the parade. Boy, it was a lot of work to get all these sports represented, though, on one float. But hey, we're going to enjoy it, maybe make some shots and some goals by the time we reach the end of the parade route. Right now, let's throw it to Tess.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Of course, live from the YourSportsEdge.com flow. Of course, now we're going to go see Tony Winfield. Happy 4th of July. He's with the Christian Care Communities float.
Hey, Tess. Happy 4th of July to you and everybody listening in. You know, everyone loves a parade, and I know people are going to be talking about this one for a long, long time. You know, all that oohing and awing you might have heard earlier was not about fireworks, as that's going to come later on, but about this next float coming up from Christian Care Communities. My goodness, what an entry this is. If I didn't know any better, I would think I was right there on their campus. Now, this float features one of their garden homes from their beautiful landscaped retirement community. It's actually a replica of their beautiful 900-square-foot home, but they go all the way up to 1,600 square feet. They offer a wide variety of floor plans and feature extra amenities such as a garage, study, or sun porch. I can't believe they were able to construct this model home on that trailer bed, or should I say two trailer beds. They needed a couple so that they could feature everything they offer and to be able to spell out the words Christian Care Communities on the side of the float skirt too. Relaxing on the front porch in their rocking chairs, get a load of this, is none other than George and Martha Washington, a.k.a. Mr. Cecil and Miss Claudia. They used to be my next-door neighbors. They decided to move to Christian Care Communities for that easy lifestyle and maintenance-free living. You know, no more mowing the lawn for them or trimming the trees, maintaining the landscape, cleaning out the gutters. All that is done for them now. And they told me they also wanted to get away from a certain noisy neighbor who talked all the time and played the radio too loudly. I'm still trying to figure out who that might be in my neighborhood. If you'll pardon me. Hi, Mr. Cecil, Miss Claudia. Enjoying your new garden home? That's great. I tell you, that iced tea you're drinking looks mighty refreshing. Tea in one hand, a sparkler in. That is multitasking at its finest, folks. You both look very relaxed and content. Enjoy the parade, and it's good to see both of you. I wish we could actually take a peek inside of this model, as the garden homes have recently been remodeled with up-to-date interiors. You can move right in. Nothing needs to be done. But don't you fret. You can do just that in person by giving Jessica Leek a call. She's their garden home salesperson. You can call her at 270-348-2754 or visit them online at christiancarecommunities.org. Now, at the back of this float, we have their walking paths and a sitting space feature, just like you'll find on campus. Great place in which to exercise and socialize, too. I tell you, that gazebo is absolutely stunning, all decked out in red, white, and blue bunting for the holiday. A great place to gather with friends to relax, just like these folks are doing right now, and they're singing patriotic tunes, too. And some of them are holding up the plaques they received for winning Best of Western Kentucky Retirement Community for 4 years in a row. And you know, they very well could win another award tonight for Most Authentic Float for Retirement Community. What a beautiful entry and awesome representation of what you can expect from Christian Care Communities in Hopkinsville. Once again, you can see all they have to offer online at christiancarecommunities.org. Now, Bill Booth, you know it won't be long until I make a move to Christian Care Communities, although I figure Mr. Cecil and Miss Claudia probably don't want me as their next-door neighbor. Back to you, Bill, as I'm going to find some of that iced tea and maybe a sparkler or two.
Thank you, Tony. Thorough and well done, sir. Well played. Well, coming up next in the parade, we're going to see if I can get our microphones close. Grooming by David Rogers. Do you know that they brought in some special guests here for our Independence Day parade, Tess?
Well, I have heard that David Rogers, he trained them special. This is his brainchild.
This event is sanctioned by the ITDWDA. You know what that is?
Well, I don't, but I'm looking forward to learning all about it, Bill.
I don't either, but it's written on this piece of paper, so I'm going to read it. The International Tap Dancing Wiener Dog Association.
Oh.
And we have, courtesy of David Rogers, Tap Dancing Wiener Dog.
He never surprises me at the things that he comes up with. And I don't know how he got the tap shoes on those dogs, but that is adorable.
Look, there they go. It looks like a runaway ladder truck from a fire department. Those things, how they can pivot on the front part.
Look at how he taps around that bush.
This is incredible. If you are not seeing this, Tap Dancing Wiener Dog.
The little fringe skirt on the one in the back is the cutest. Now I've got to have one of those.
And besides, and you don't need a Tap Dancing Wiener Dog to go see Rogers Pet Grooming. They've got over 30 years experience, full service grooming and boarding. You can find them on South Jefferson Street in Princeton. Find Grooming by David Rogers on Facebook. You can call
David Rogers with the tambourine in the back. Now, that just blows my mind. That is the icing on the cake right there.
270-619-0899. I've got to wiggle you in. We need some oxygen. We'll take a break. We're going to check in with Kyle Rader. He's with the Todd County Marching Band. Kyle?
Thanks, Bill. And the next band we've got coming down the street here is the Todd County Marching Rebel Band. They're in their beautiful red and black uniforms with black shakos. If you don't know what a shako is, that's the hat that's on top of their head. And they've got beautiful black tall plumes sticking up out of that. And they are playing the tunes of Celebrate. So let's take a listen. That was the Todd County Marching Rebel Band. Thank you for helping us celebrate this wonderful Independence Day. Now, back to you, Tess.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. We also want to say thanks to our friends at Looky there. Hey, how are we?
Wild Cat Chevrolet's
there
in the
we
house.
Go. For providing our vehicles to our pageant winners. We want to say a huge thank you to them. Of course, you can check out the, oh, isn't that gorgeous, that 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500. Oh, that thing gets good fuel mileage.
That would fit my Heine perfectly, that
truck.
Well,
it might. Did I read that wrong? That fuel mileage, is that right?
Let me look. Yep. Nope, that's right.
I don't know. That's what it says. Four-wheel drive, LTZ. That leather interior. Oh, can you smell the leather interior on that thing? It's got the power running boards and the heated seats.
I'm working on a new scented candle. It's called New Truck Smell.
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic? They ought to take it out of this truck right there. Of course, the cooled seats, that's when you're out there hauling hay and that comes in handy. Choose from a gas or a diesel version. Of course, the Wildcat Chevrolet manager, Michael Oliver, you know him, right?
Yeah, I know Mike Oliver.
Oh, he's awesome, and he's driving that real huge truck. Oh, look at that big boy.
He lets me call him Mike because we're friends.
Look at that. It's pulling a 28-foot-long trailer that's decorated all in the red, white, and blue.
They
went all out with that one. Of course, from end to end. I love that. Of course, it's got to be the biggest American flag I've ever seen. That thing is from one end to the other.
They may have taken it from the dealership. They always fly that big American flag at Highway 68 and I-24. So Wildcat Chevrolet, it's a fine ride. And we got some pageant winners in there.
Oh, yeah. I want to see the ladder that they took it down with, though. Now, look, there's a little Miss and Mr. Independence 2020. They are so cute and all dressed up. They got their little 4th of July outfits on. Oh, look at the sparklers the little girl has got, Bill.
Oh, it's pretty. Beautiful.
Oh, here
and the little girl's cute, too.
Here comes the 2020 Chevrolet Impala. Now, I love this one. One of the cars that Chevrolet is really famous for, to be honest. You're going to find four or five of these on the lots right now over at Wildcat if you go over there. They've also got the 2020 Malibus in stock. And riding this really pretty Chevrolet Impala, it is so slick. None other than George Washington himself, Bill. Of course, he's looking pretty patriotic. I'm that kind of thing.
Love the wig, dude.
Uh-huh. Chevy Camaro. Of course, they had planned to put it in the parade, but it sold, of course, and I wish it was me, to be honest. But the 2021 Camaros are coming, built in August, and people are already ordering them, so you can get right in on that. Oh, look at those two vehicles right there. It's a 3/4 ton and a 1-ton Chevrolet pickup truck. Now, that's a me kind of thing.
I wonder if they've got anything left on the lot.
Oh, these trucks are beautiful. They've got plenty of things to choose from on the lot. They're selling fast, so if you don't get in on them, 36 on order and 14 are already sold. Bill, let's go. Oh, there's Cindy and Alan on that Uragan. Leggy there. Of course, I'm hoping they're not going to try to drive the float across Kentucky. That would be a long trip in that float. Let's go talk to Cindy. Cindy Lux.
Well, I think this is a first. I don't think I've ever interviewed Alan Watts.
I'm great, Cindy. How are you?
We're doing great. It's hotter than the 4th of July.
It is hotter than the 4th of July, but it's always fun for 4th of July. And something brand new this year, you know?
An Independence Day parade. So this is so cool. And, of course, you are our morning show host. You're our ag director. You've got traveling the bluegrass. You are a busy, busy man. How in the world did you have time to put together this amazing News Edge float?
It was Saturday night. it's a Saturday night event, you know, for your Ag Edge and News Edge. But we're glad to represent that because we love agriculture, love the news here in the local community, love serving people here locally, just as you do, Cindy. We've been partners on this thing for well over 25 years, and so it's just fun to be out here, and we just appreciate everybody enjoying tonight.
It's a fun event, and so tell me, did Susan and Jenny help you with the float?
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, Jenny has design. She loves to do the design and make all that, and then Susan just helps, tells me what that looks good. No, that doesn't. You don't need to do that. Definitely, and don't wear that.
You need more red and white and blue, right?
And leave the suspenders at home.
And this is unusual. Usually, you like to drive a tractor in our parades.
Right, right. Getting to ride on a float is different this year, so I usually do the driving. It's kind of fun to ride though. So it's been a great time.
Well, thanks for being a part of our first ever Independence Day parade.
It's been a lot of fun. Happy Independence Day to everybody. Hope you enjoy the fireworks later on tonight and this weekend, and just be safe out there.
Yes, be safe.
Thanks, Cindy. Well, Mr. Watts, no doubt about it. Mr. Travel of the Bluegrass himself loves him a parade, loves people. He's right in his element.
It's the ticker tape parade made special for Alan Watts.
There you go. There you go. I tell you who's made special for band coverage. Back in the day, he marched himself. Kyle Rader, he's caught up with the Lyon County Marching Band. Kyle?
Thank you, Bill. And the next band coming down the hill is the Lyon County Marching Lions. And I think standing in front of them, that is Old Glory. And they're playing What a Grand Old Flag. Let's take a listen. Thank you to the Lyon County Marching Lions for getting us in the spirit by playing What a Grand Old Flag. They got 20 mighty members of that band playing that song today. So thank you for that. And back to you, Tess.
Oh, hey, Kyle. Thanks so much. Oh, I love nothing more than a band in a parade.
Well, here comes Tess. It looks like a thing of beauty, this FNB bank float.
Oh, look at that flag, Bill. I just wave it in the breeze. Isn't that gorgeous?
Well, yeah. There's Lisa Sadler attached to that flag. She manages the West office, Cadiz West office for FNB Bank, waving the American flag proudly. Of course, you know the FNB logo, red, white, and blue.
Oh, they've got the whole float decorated to match, and all the red, white, and blue colors, the streamers, the flowers, the flags. Look at them go.
There's Kyle Hensley. He's wearing his FNB logo activewear. Wonder if that has wicking action. Good-looking guy there. Kyle's there. He's the Trigg County Market President. You can also see Kyle for commercial and ag loans. That's not Kyle Rader. It's Kyle Hensley. Two different Kyles there. Kyle Hensley works at their Cadiz main location. Missy Thomas is on the float. She's the market operations manager. And, oh, look, there's Penny Jones. You know, she knows famous people.
Oh, she's a consumer lender, but she knows famous people? Who does she know?
Her brother is the one and only Tony Winfield.
Oh, I thought you were going to try to talk about yourself there, Bill. Who is Tony? We know that guy, right?
Yeah, he's covering the parade with us today.
I thought so. See, we can rub elbows with famous people, too.
That's right. We know somebody who knows somebody. Uh-huh. I know Penny who knows Tony because Tony's your brother.
Well, we might get a good savings thing, maybe a bond or something.
I don't know. It looks like they're trying to give away a big fat check up there. I can't quite make out that amount, but it looks like they're holding a big check on the FNB bank float.
Is that 3 zeros I see on that?
Yeah, that would be my checking account balance. Look higher.
No. Not negative. That's positive. $46,000.
Hey, that was given to Trigg County Schools in 2019. That's through their Spirit debit card program to help Trigg County Wildcats. Pretty cool stuff.
Oh, Bill, I see Amy. Amy Sloan right there.
Yeah, I see her too. She's the residential mortgage lender for FNB Bank and does a lot of work with the chamber. Hey, Amy.
That sequin red top, boy, you just can't miss her.
She sparkles.
Oh, she sparkles in the sun.
Participate with us today at the Independence Day Parade. You're listening to live coverage of the Independence Day Parade. It's our inaugural parade right here on the station. And Tess, time to visit. I can't believe he looks kind of tired. We've caught up now. He's made the parade route with Kelly Martin, the executive director for Penny Royal Hospital.
I can't believe the batteries on that tie are still going and they're blinking. That's a part that I can't. He's still blinking. He just never stops.
Kelly, turnout is great today for the parade, and I love the idea of having an Independence Day parade.
It's just awesome, Bill. I just hope people don't slip in that water weight that I lost. But it's a great day here. We're having a blast. The crowd is awesome. Everyone's excited, and why wouldn't we be excited? We're celebrating Independence Day.
Weren't you worried that water would short out the light-up red, white, and blue tie you're wearing?
I was a little bit worried because that's real close to my neck, and I wasn't sure what would happen if that little sucker got caught in there and lit me up as well. But we had a great time. I just had to dodge E.T. with that twirling baton, that fire baton. I was afraid she was going to singe my clothes, and God knows we didn't want to see me without a shirt.
I know. Well, no, nobody needs that mental image. And the young man that was trying to squirt lighter fluid on the ends of her baton, I think he has no eyebrows. But the good news is they'll grow back, son. Don't worry. And I didn't know E.T. could twirl.
Neither did she. She just learned that as we started down the route. It was amazing. I think it just came back to her. I think she was a cheerleader in high school, and all of a sudden she's twirling a baton.
What better way to learn than with the fire baton? You remember those mistakes dearly. We appreciate Petty Royal Hospice for being our title sponsor. You guys do so much great work. I think after this parade, people understand living to the fullest, you go big or go home every day.
That's the way you got to go, Bill. I mean, life is short. You live to the fullest. You get out here, you twirl a fire baton, you wear red, white, and blue clothing, you lose 5 pounds of water weight, and you're screaming and yelling the whole time and waving at people, just having the time of our life. And thanks, everybody, for coming out today and watching this. We've had a blast.
Well, yeah, it's all about celebrating our country's independence, and you are all about quality of life and making sure people could be as independent as possible, helping families through what, for many families, could be a difficult time in transition. And you guys serve not just Christian, not just Trigg County, not just Caldwell. You serve a lot of counties. Tell me all the counties that you cover.
We've got Lyon, Caldwell, Trigg, Christian, and Todd. And we've been doing this for 38 years now, and we love what we do. We love being able to take care of people. We're honored when someone calls us to come help them at home, to help in the transition of life for a loved one.
And I hear so many times from people who are just so happy that they did reach out to you, but they're like, gosh, I wish I'd have done it sooner.
If I had a nickel for every time we had heard, I wish I'd done it sooner. Bill, we could all retire and we could fund Penny Royal Hospice for the next 100 years. Yes. It's never too early to call us and to contact us about your loved one, because if it's too early, we're going to be honest straight up and tell you, look, we can't do an admission right now. Stay in touch. We'll stay in touch with you. We'll coach you through. But yes, call us, give us the opportunity, and we will be straight up with you and tell you when the time is right.
What's the best way to reach out to Petty Royal Hospice?
Best way is just call our office. It's 270-885-6428. That's 270-885-6428. You can ask for a referral specialist. We will connect you with a nurse. She will have a discussion with you about what's going on. And you will find that you will begin to feel at peace and at ease just having that conversation.
Absolutely. That sounds like a plan. And I got to compliment you. Not that I didn't think the Penny Royal Hospice staff had it in them, but I have to compliment you on your float. That was impressive.
Thank you. We put in a lot of work on that, Bill. A lot of volunteer hours, because our volunteers at hospice are amazing. A lot of volunteer hours, a lot of time that we put in, and I'm not the creative one. You know, I was going to go with body paint, and they suggested I wear the outfit instead.
Yeah, some things are better covered.
Well, that's what they told me, and I believed them. So we're going to live to the fullest and let people enjoy the day.
Special thanks to your whole crew for coming out. The support has been tremendous, and, you know, people are like, what? An Independence Day parade? But we're like, what? Why not? And you guys have hopped in and helped us make it happen. So we appreciate Penny Royal Hospital.
We've had a blast, and we so appreciate what you do, what you all do, to serve this community. And thank you, and God bless America.
Before I let you go, though, will you be renting out your light-up red, white, and blue tie?
If you would like, Bill, I will loan it to you for free, just because we have that kind of bond.
I'm afraid to tie a knot in anything electrical, but that's just me. Jess, bail us out here.
Okay, Bill. Maybe Josh can save us. Joshua Clausen is at the Eddy Creek Marina float. Let's go over there and see him.
Hey, Jess, thank you. Yes, parade continuing here, the Independence Day Parade. So we're getting to see Eddy Creek Marina and Resort and Echo Charlie's. Man, this is a great float. Probably one of the best ones we've seen today, as we are seeing an exact replica of the marina on the northern end of Lake Barkley. A lot of great stuff. And you should stop by and see our friends at Eddy Creek Marina and Resort. They have a full-service marina, lodging including motel, lodges, cottages, RV park as well. You can also stop by, enjoy a full-service bar at Echo Charlie's restaurant. They have a ship store with supplies, and make sure if you stop by anytime soon, you're practicing those social distancing that we're all learning about, and enjoy the beach, playground, and pool. Pretty cool to see the exact replica of the marina during the parade. Cool to kind of see what it looks like, and even cool to see some chefs from Echo Charlie's restaurant on the back of that thing cooking up, looks like, some hamburgers this afternoon. You can, again, stop by Eddy Creek Marina and Resort in Echo Charlie's on the northern end of Lake Barkley. They got a lot of great food, including some of my favorites. Chicken fingers. You can also get buffalo wings. Buffalo chicken fingers. Wonder if they're cooking any of that on the float. That'd be a little hard. Sweet potato fries. And one of my favorites, I need to go try it, recommend you do as well, some Cajun catfish, all at Echo Charlie's. And by the way, they are looking for some help, some cooks for the restaurant. You can apply in person, could be hired on the spot by visiting Eddy Creek Marina on the northern end of Lake Barkley in Lyon County. And make sure you stop by and try some of that catfish. Sounds so good. Let's throw it back to Bill, see what else is going on.
Thanks, Josh. Great job. I may have to grab some of that Echo Charlie's food. That sounds really good. Well, Eddie Owen in the Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Eye in the Sky, is not the only one up in the air today. Greg Leith is grounded, by the way. Let me say that now. But Greg Leith is following a huge balloon with Main Street Pharmacy. Greg?
Thank you, Bill. And this is just amazing. The people are just can't get over it. I mean, we're talking about a parade with balloons, like the kind you see at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I was there once many years ago in New York City for the Thanksgiving Parade, and I was just amazed. And I am amazed today. This is incredible. Thank you to Main Street Pharmacy for going all out on this parade. Now, their balloon, the Main Street Pharmacy logo, is huge. I'm talking the Main Street letters that are on top, just like in their logo. They must be, what, 30, 40 feet high? And then pharmacy, oh my goodness, they must be about 80 feet high, these letters. And they have about, I haven't come up with an exact count, 25, 27 people or so in pill bottle costumes. Yeah. I'm serious. You can see their little eyes, and they're tethered to this balloon as they move it down the street and keep it under. Oh, back up. That's getting a little close here. Everybody back up. Yeah, it's getting on close to us here, Bill. But it is amazing. This the balloon from Main Street Pharmacy, the big, huge Main Street Pharmacy logo. It is beautiful. I see Jenny and Travis Schaun up there. They're tucked inside the H letter of pharmacy. And then there's Erin Oakley McGraw, and she is in the kind of the crook of the C of pharmacy. And they've gone all out too. I see Jenny and Travis, they've got they've dyed their hair red. They have red hair, white frocks, and Erin Oakley, she's has some some pretty blue hair there, and she's in a white frock as well. And here's a young lady that seems to be having a good time. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, I am. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Oh wait, I know those people up there. Hey, Jenny. Hey, Erin.
But this is amazing, Bill, and the great teamwork that you see putting this balloon float together. The folks at Main Street Pharmacy, where you can save on drugs and so much more too. They've got those brewmates that are very popular to keep your beverages cold, your canned drinks, your bottled drinks. They've got those. They've got some cute little clothes for the kiddies, for the kids and stuff, as well as all your prescription needs. Main Street Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. And this float that they have is just amazing. Let me send it back to you guys. Tess, take it away.
Well, thank you. Make sure you keep those gloves on and hold on to that thing really tight so it doesn't float off. Of course, we're going to go visit Eddie. Of course, he's up in the air at the Eye in the Sky.
He's a little higher than that balloon.
Well, I'm glad you said it, not me.
Right. In case Eddie's relatives are listening, I mean vertically high.
Right. Well, he's in the helicopter. That's what we mean, the Eye in the Sky. He's all over the place in that Hancock's Neighborhood Market helicopter. And Eddie, what do you got going up there? What do you see?
Yes, I am seeing a parade like none I've ever seen before. You know, I'm just riding along in the Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Eye in the Sky helicopter. This is so much fun, I may try to make this my career. I've been on the ground long enough. I might as well be up in the sky for a while. And you will enjoy all of the great activity that's going on in the parade. But afterwards, let's talk about something to eat. You know, we eat all the time. We have to. It's part of life, right? Hancock's Delightfully Delicious Deli. That's where all of us helicopter jockeys go to get our post-parade snacks. I'll be there tonight. They may have to open the door for me. That's okay. Hancock's Neighborhood Market, it's the Eye in the Sky helicopter. I'm Eddie Owen. Bill Booth, what you up to?
Thanks, Edward. Our own Joshua Clausen covering now and he should know something about this. Looks like the News Edge vehicle towing a float, touting the weather edge. Josh, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Bill. We got the news edge and the weather edge on the way on the parade route right now. The News Edge SUV coming down the road, proudly driven by your News Edge anchor, Tammy Hancock. Hey, Tammy. The News Edge team proudly brings you the latest information from around the region and every day, especially during holidays. We're always there for you. And you can always find the latest news on our websites by clicking on the News Edge. Behind the News Edge SUV, see David Powell leading the Weather Edge float. Your Weather Edge on Facebook, by the way. David riding on a cloud with some lightning bolts coming out of it. Hey, David, don't get electrocuted by that one. Be careful right there. Hope those aren't real. You know, David has been a great asset with us here at the Edge Media Group and always brings you the latest weather on the Your Weather Facebook page. And while we're thinking about it, the way that summer kind of operates, you know, hot, humid, we always have the chance for some severe weather. That's why we recommend you to sign up for the Weather Edge text alerts and weather on demand at WKDZradio.com or WHVOradio.com. Those texts will alert you about severe storms moving through the region. And wherever you're hearing this parade on the radio, you can sign up for your county to get those watches and warnings or weather forecasts. And every time you get one of those, you can tune to Your Weather Edge on your favorite Edge Media Group station and hear what is going on. Well, let's as this float is going by, let's throw it back over to Tess.
Thanks, Josh. You better hope you got full insurance on that thing. We need to talk to somebody about
that. Said it before, we'll say it again. It's not a parade without a high school marching band, and Kyle's out there with the Caldwell County Band of Pride. Kyle?
Thank you, Bill. And coming down the street next, we have the Caldwell County Band of Pride. They're in their bright royal blue uniforms, and, well, getting a closer look here, they have a C across their chest. It kind of looks like they are actually in Superman outfits. Their uniforms are quite snazzy today. Let's take a listen. They're playing the Armed Forces Salute for us. Thank you so much to the Caldwell County Band of Pride for playing in this parade today and joining us. Now, back to you, Tess.
Oh, thanks, Kyle. Go ahead and wave at that drum line. I love a band, Bill. They can really turn up a parade.
You got some youngins in there.
I do. I've got one in the drum line and one toot horn. Well, Bill, let's go visit Tony Winfield. He's got the DJ's flooring float.
Thank you, Tess. I'm enjoying the opportunity to be a part of this wonderful occasion. You know, nothing can compare with enjoying a holiday weekend with family and friends, barbecue, fireworks, and a great 4th of July parade. What a parade this is, huh? Look what's coming up next. This float is going to floor you in more ways than one. When you think of floors in this area, you think of DJ's Flooring on Fort Campbell Boulevard in Hopkinsville, and they're offering up this wonderful holiday float with the theme of Happy 4th of July. How creative is that, huh? This float features a rendition of the signing of the Declaration of Independence from Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Daniel Cotter and his crew are on the float in costume, representing a few of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. I see Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin, and I think that's John Hancock, a.k.a. Daniel, with that big quill getting ready to sign his name so, you know, King George III can easily see it. Speaking of seeing, you need to see what this area's only flooring specialists have for you. They're at DJ's Flooring on Fort Campbell Boulevard. They feature laminate, hardwood, vinyl, carpet. They have showers, backsplashes, porcelain, ceramic, and stone. And they even have a huge selection of premium area rugs. They really do have it all. In fact, they have some of these items featured on their float. In fact, I think that is one of their beautiful vinyl wood floors on which they are standing. And on top of that is one of their premium area rugs. Now that really adds a touch of elegance to this portrayal, doesn't it? I know our founding fathers would be proud to stand on that, or should I say take a stand on that, huh? I see they even have used some of their gorgeous wood flooring as the skirt covering around the sides of the float, too. How clever is that? Absolutely stunning. You can really tell they took the time and effort to get this float just right with all the details. and they will do that for you too. Just stop by, tell them what you're looking for, and check out all their floor samples. And they'll measure your job at no charge too. I know there was a lot of measuring to create this beautiful float and a lot of labor to build it as well. And speaking of labor, they'll even help you find just the right highly skilled professional installer to complete your flooring job. No gimmicks, just low prices. And when it comes to anything that has to do with flooring, Daniel and the crew know best. And I want to congratulate DJ's Flooring for winning another Best of Western Kentucky Award for 2019. Now, as this float proceeds on the parade route, I see on the very back they've included their website address in large letters. I bet John Hancock was behind that, don't you think? DJsFlooring.com. Follow them on Facebook, too. Just search for DJ's Flooring. And, oh, I forgot to mention that DJ's provided the official flooring for the tap-dancing wiener dogs that we heard about earlier in the parade. To everyone listening, and to you, too, Bill Booth, from DJ's Flooring, happy 4th of July.
Thanks, Tony. Well covered. A lot of people don't know this about Daniel. You probably don't know this, Tess, at DJ's, but back in the day when Daniel first had his son, Gavin,
Okay, I'm with you.
Daniel is minus some hair follicles, and Gavin was born bald, and they look just like, if you've ever seen Austin Powers, Dr. Evil in Austin Powers movie.
Well, they call that follically challenged, Bill. That's politically correct.
So Daniel's son, Gavin, looked like his mini-me. It wouldn't be a parade test without horses.
Oh, those little boys' boots are bigger than he is, Bill. Look at them on the horses. Cute.
The horses brought to you by the Kanawha County Tourism Commission. We appreciate them sponsoring our horses in today's Independence Day parade. Of course, you can stay up to date with all the cool things happening at gocatus.com. Don't forget that downtown farmers market every Wednesday and Saturday at downtown. I'm sorry, downtown. Are those diapers that the horses are wearing in case they do number dookie?
You know, we had a frontline crew. We probably don't need to have a rear line crew, and that would be the cleanup crew. Talk about a frontline worker.
It's so nice to see the director, Bill Stevens, putting his degree to work. You don't know this, but he graduated from Murray State with a degree in sanitation engineering.
That may be the biggest scooper I've ever seen.
In case the diaper overfills, is that the correct term?
Well, there is a weight limit. I mean, you can only fill those things so much.
Keep at it. Fight the good fight, Bill. Bill Stevens with the, can I say Cooper's good?
I think you can say Cooper's good. We did.
All right. Some good looking. And those Clydesdales and those Belgians.
They're flopping away.
They
look
need
at
bigger
them.
Diapers.
Oh, look at the. Oh, they're just beautiful.
You can visit Kanawha County Tourism at the Welcome Center. Park your horse at the door, I-24. In Highway 68.
Hey, I'll tell you what, the Trigg County Band has never sounded, but oh, I can hear the drums in the background. Kyle Rader, take us live.
Thank you, Tess, and coming down the street next is the Trigg County Marching Wildcat Band. They're under the direction of Andrew Maroc. They're wearing their black pants today, and wow, look at those tops. They are just shimmering silver. They look like disco balls kind of going on out there. Let's take a listen as they play the Torch of Liberty. Thank you so much to the Trigg County Marching Wildcats for joining us today. Back to you, Bill.
Thanks, K-Man. Nice work.
Kim Allen's live over at the Big Deals Float. Let's go see Kim. What do you got going on, Kim?
Thank you, Tess. Oh, my goodness. The Big Deals Float is showing some patriotic spirit today. I mean, it's decked out with lots of red, white, and blue sequins. And my goodness, look at those huge American flags. And I just love the sparklers everywhere. Well, to be honest, I'm not quite sure how they're keeping those sparklers going so well, but they are. Matter of fact, I see Jenny from Big Deals and the Big Deals Singers, and oh my goodness, look at those sequin outfits. I don't think the Supremes have anything on them. I am so impressed. Ooh, let's listen as they approach.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
I think we all can sing along with that tune. Oh my, look at this. I see some stuff that Jenny and the Big Deal Singers are throwing. Oh my, what is this? Let me, It's not money. It's not candy. It's, oh my goodness, they're throwing big deals gift certificate savings. Yes, that's what it is. You know, everybody loves a discount. Well, since you may not be with us, I tell you what, I'm going to share this great savings with you. I don't want you to miss out on any of this. Are you ready? Okay. If you use the code SAVE, S-A-V-E, at checkout, you'll get $3 off your order at the Loyal Listener Big Deals store. It's at WKDZRadio.com or WHVOradio.com or even WPKYOnline.com. That's a huge savings. Everybody loves that. I tell you, this has truly been an exciting show of patriotic savings. Okay, back to you, Bill.
Thanks, Kim. Hey, get some of those savings certificates for me, too. I want to remind you, if you go to our homepage, click on Big Deals, and you can redeem. Just remember that keyword is SAVE. You type in S-A-V-E, SAVE. And you'll save $3 off your order at our Loyal Listener Big Deal store. Sing it with me. Ready, Tess?
Big Deals!
Oh, that was...
No, it was bad.
We are not Ginny from Big Deals. Well, moving right along. Look at the time. It's time to check in with Edward. Edward Owen, it's amazing. His hair has yet to be mussed, and he's wearing a helmet. Figure that one out. He's in the Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Eye in the Sky. Eddie?
All right, I don't know if I resent that or not. At least I have hair. I'm not complaining about it at all. I'm Eddie Owens live in the Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Eye in the Sky helicopter. I'm flying along. I've been checking out all of these great things. I'm above the elephants right now. And, you know, when I look at elephants, I think of one thing. I think about meat. Lots of meat. Lots of great, delicious meat. Now, I've never eaten elephant, I will tell you that. But I do know where to go get meat, and that is the meat department at Hancock's Neighborhood Market, the most complete, special, total meat department around. That's where you need to go. That's where I'll be, and I don't think they have elephant. I just want to let you know that. All right, back to you, Tess. I'm Eddie Owens, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Eye in the Sky.
Well, Bill, he's still hanging on up there, the Eye in the Sky and the Hancock's Neighborhood Market helicopter. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you, Mallory, for helping us with this helicopter. And as long as Eddie doesn't take the stick over, we should be fine.
It's the hair.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck landing at the airport, pal. Let's check it now. Our old Greg Leith is right by the Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress Float. Greg?
Hey, thanks again, Bill. And here comes the Herb Hayes Furniture Float. Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress, always the best. And, man, they have... Well, they very well may have the best float here. Definitely the most patriotic. I've never seen so much red, white, and blue. They've got, well, this float, Bill, must be about half the size of a football field. I mean, this baby is giant. They've got the red, white, and blue streamers coming down, and up on the float itself, they have put together, I mean, it's a big showroom of all their furniture. I've never seen anything like it. It's like a whole house on that float. I see the living room set up with a beautiful sofa, love seat, and a comfy looking recliner. I could use that one in my home. Oh, it looks good. There's even the bedroom suite up there. I need that too. With that adjustable bed base would be so nice. And wait a second, I believe. Is somebody sleeping up there? It must be nice and comfortable, like floating on air, I guess. But they have some great mattresses and beautiful furniture at Herb Hayes Furniture. They're now fully open for business, too, celebrating 59 years this month. They're offering 5 years interest-free financing, no money down. And they were named, of course, Best Furniture Store all 5 years and the best of Western Kentucky. Ballot on the Boulevard in Hopkinsville. That's Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress, and always the best. And their float is amazing. With look at those red, white, and blue lights flashing. It is amazing. Oh my goodness. Tess, let's send it back to you.
Oh, thanks, Greg. I'll tell you, I could use a good night's sleep. Bill, it's like the best Red song ever.
What?
It's a little red Corvette.
Oh, that's a bad boy Corvette. Oh my gosh, it's a red Corvette from Easy Automotive. That's Spence's ride. That baby's got 700 horsepower.
And I can use every one of them.
It'll get up and boogie. You can hear that thing. They're kind of riding the throttle a little bit. Remember that Easy Automotive on Skyline Drive in Hopkinsville for all your general repair, tune-ups. Their slogan is one part, one fix. And you know they've got a spotless lobby, too. They take pride in their work and just an outstanding outfit. So if you've got any work that needs to be done, contact Easy Automotive. You can call them at 270-885-2944. And you can follow them on Facebook. Oh, God! Can you even hear me right now? Can you hear me?
What? I'm too busy. What? That is scary. Bill Booth.
They're doing that because they know we're on the radio right now. Easy Automotive, Skyline Drive. Hey, listen, you're going to run out of gas.
But he's going to pick me up after this whole thing is over. Come by later.
Not easy. Easy Automotive. Okay, well, I'm going to see if I can get this ringing out of my ears and throw it over to Kyle Rader, who's with the Hopkinsville Marching Band. Kyle?
Thank you, Bill. And coming down the street next is the Hopkinsville High School Band of Tigers. They're under the direction of Grant Jones. They're 95 members strong today. Let's listen as they play My Old Kentucky Home. Thank you to the Hopkinsville High School Band of Tigers. Now, back to you, Tess.
Oh, thanks, Kyle. I'm sorry. I can't pay attention to Kyle. I can't get my eyes off those striped pants, Bill.
Not my striped pants. The other man?
Well, no, Uncle Sam's. It's okay. The Uncle Sam float. He wants you. Did you know that?
Happy? Yes, I didn't know that, actually. I'm not sure how to respond to that.
The striped pants want you, Bill. They want you to serve. Oh, look at him. He's got a little boogie in his britches, those striped pants. Uncle Sam, you talk about the epitome of...
He just pointed at me. What's it? Like, I want you, boo.
He wants you. It's on every poster in town. How about that?
I signed up for selective service. I don't know what the problem is.
Well, you know, he should be the spokesperson for the frontline workers.
Yes, he should. And Uncle Sam, it's an honor to have you, sir. What I don't know is, how can he be on that float and still have stilts? I mean, if they stop suddenly, Uncle Sam is going to become a balloon. He's going to be flying through the air.
It's the longest finger I've ever seen.
Uncle Sam salutes the whole area, and it wouldn't be appropriate to end the Independence Day parade without Uncle Sam. And just to remind us, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of fun and celebrate our freedom as Americans. Certainly our country's been going through a lot, but it's nice to know we can all get outside, socially distance, and have a little fun.
Oh, how about the greatest comeback of all time? This is the perfect way to just kind of sum it all up. It's the icing on the cake. Uncle Sam, the parade, the 4th of July, and the greatest comeback of all time.
I'm going to let you salute our crew, Tess, in just a minute. We want to thank our sponsors for our inaugural virtual Independence Day parade. Penny Royal Hospice, our title sponsor. Hancock's Neighborhood Market, thank you so much for sponsoring our Eye in the Sky today. Christian Care Communities, thank you for your support. Rogers Pet Grooming and the Tap Dancing Wiener Dogs.
Oh, you can't forget about the Wiener Dogs. He still got the symbol.
One for the record books. The FNB Bank crew, they are all up on that float. The Main Street Pharmacy Balloon. Thank you, Cadiz Tree County Tourism. And that was a lot of horses.
Well, that was a big it was a big scooper.
Bill Stevens doing his duty there, scooping up the excess. Wildcat Chalet, thank you for those beautiful rides. DJ's Flooring, Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress, also our friends at Easy Automotive and at Sexy Red Corvette, and Eddie Creek Marina and Echo Charlie's, thank you all so much for your support.
And of course, we could not do any of this and without everybody from the Edge Media Group that's been with us all day and sweating and riding those floats. Of course, for Mr. Eddie Owen, our Eye in the Sky, and Tony Winfield, Joshua Clausen, Greg Leaf, Tammy Hancock, and of course, Kyle Rader. We can't forget about Tom Rogers or Miss Cindy Allen Lax or Miss Kim Allen. She's still got her ears on. And, of course, we'd like to thank our executive producer, Miss Beth Allison Mann. And from all of us at the Edge Media Group, have a safe and happy Independence Day and a blessed 4th of July holiday.